Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Ed Moya, Senior Market Analyst over at Oanda. And Ed, I haven't chatted with you in a couple weeks, and quite frankly, the thing that is still on traders' minds and is still dominating market moves is one trade, and we don't have many updates here other than the fact that it seems like the U.S. is going or getting further away from China and also getting further away from Mexico after what happened last week. Plus, everyone is looking to the Fed, which might be a little bit more relevant because we do have a Fed meeting in about 2 weeks, and the market is starting to price in now a rate cut for July. With these two kind of overhanging clouds on the market, what do you think? Downward pressure going to continue because of this uncertainty?
And great to be back on, Corey. I think the markets right now, they're still excited from the, you know, the presser that Powell gave, and the rate cut bets are firmly priced in by the market. And you know, the bond market was screaming to the Fed over the last month to cut rates when you take a look at where the 10-year yield is trading. But in the end, I think that markets will need a combination of a couple things to feel confident in returning to equities. And you're going to need a resolution in that trade war with China and Mexico. And the one with China is going to be the harder one. I do feel that the Mexican one will most likely be reached, and let's say in the coming weeks, but definitely probably beyond that initial deadline of June 10th. And the markets are going to need to see a deal from the Chinese that is going to appease the president. So there's too many variables right now. So that's why you're going to see this Fed-induced rally probably be a little bit short-lived, and I think that kind of right now everyone is waiting until the end of the month when we have that G20 where Trump will meet Xi, and then also some of the representatives are going to discuss. You know, so that's a positive sign that talks are going to resume, but we'll see if both sides can make some key compromises here.
Now, do you think positive news, let's say that talks are resuming or President Xi or even President Trump says something to the extent that, you know what, things are starting to move in the right direction. If that happens, do you think that the markets get a bit of a boost simply just on this news, not even on a deal?
I think the market could get a boost if we do see the removal of some of the additional tariffs. So I think that would be important to alleviate, this most recent escalation in fears. But if we just have your typical tweets that just say things are going in the right direction, but there's nothing really behind it. If we have tweets or comments that say China's going to deliver this or commit to this, and we're in return going to ease up on some of these most recent measures, something like that is going to possibly provide a strong boost. I think both sides are motivated. China, while many are saying they could wait it out, President Trump, the data has been falling off too hard for them, and I think that it's not a given conclusion that they can stomach an extended trade war here. So I think you're going to see both sides. If the president wants to get reelected, he'll need to offer some concessions. In the end, the U.S. is going to have a better playing field when this is all said and done, as long as some agreements are reached, because the Chinese have already offered and delivered concessions. I think that the 2020 election is going to become the focal point in the next couple of months as we start to hear from the Democratic candidates, and this is going to be an important part for his reelection bid is a strong economy and a strong stock market. And could, if we don't have any positive momentum from the G20, we could see the stock market test those lows from last year and possibly threaten to see further pressure, which would eliminate all of his presidency equity gains.
Yeah, Trump has really hung his hat on strong markets, strong economy. But now with all these ongoing trade wars, well, we've seen the markets pull back and we've even started to see some cracks in the economy. But still, overall, the data out of the U.S. has been relatively stronger than other countries. Let's also talk about the Fed, though. Do you think that the Fed is truly getting backed into a corner here and will need to cut rates much sooner than even the markets were expecting about a month ago, maybe in July? Probably not in 2 weeks, but what do you think about July?
I think that July is going to be the moment where the Fed signals that the next meeting is pretty much a given, and they're going to be opening up the doors to that next rate cut. So 25 basis points is definitely priced in. I would not be surprised if we saw 50 basis points in the very near future, so possibly by that September meeting. So two cuts, which would be something that the Fed typically, they like to wait for each period. So that would be a little bit ahead of a traditional schedule. So the bond market, though, has really pushed them in a corner. The policy mistake that the Fed had at the end of last year when they raised rates that extra time, which really the trade war was just kind of brewing then. They had many opportunities to raise rates. I think their timing was just too slow. They should have hiked rates a lot earlier in the cycle. There's plenty of now ammunition to deliver these rate cuts. The inversion that we saw with the 3 month and 10 year is deepening further into negative territory. We still haven't seen the tens and twos invert, but I don't think that's going to be necessary to see before we have these rate cuts. I think the softness in the economy, and then when you add to recent ADP release that showed only just under 30,000 hirings created. We're seeing slowness in the labor market that could be a continuing threat that has, you know, being reflected by this trade war. This forcing the Fed that they're going to have to, you know, defend the expansion, and they're going to only be able to do that by rate cuts. So it seems a foregone conclusion.
So one market besides the bond market that has gonna buy at least a fair bit of a buy in the last few trading sessions has been the precious metals and gold in particular. You always make a comment, or at least on a regular basis on your daily writings, make a comment about the precious metal. What do you think about gold's move and how sustainable it is so far, especially now that it is approaching some pretty key overhead resistance levels?
Yeah, I think on that break of 1300, that to me was the key. That was like the green light that, okay, finally gold is going to see, finally behave like a safe haven on some of these moves. And the overall outlook for gold is it has improved dramatically over the past couple of weeks, because we had a lot of the ETF holdings declining. We saw a diversification away from gold as a safe haven, and the move in treasuries was so strong that we saw gold just kind of like just have minimal gains throughout this market route. And right now, gold is nicely positioned where if we can break above some of these technical levels, so if we can take out some of the more recent highs, we could see a further acceleration higher here. And the disinflation concerns globally are likely to take a backseat if we just continue to see global growth not be as robust as many anticipated. And I think that even when we do get a trade deal, that would be bearish for gold. But when we see growth struggling afterwards, in the months afterwards, I think that would provide a little bit of a safety net for gold prices. So I'm not a gold bug by any means. For most of the last year, I've been fairly bearish on the precious metal. But I think that right now it does have some opportunity here to benefit on on the recent political developments, and more importantly, I think the dollar is poised, is at a key turning point here, and I think we could see a major dollar weakening occur, and if that happens, that's going to benefit the commodities tremendously.
So one key point that you brought up there that I think is very important to understand is that even when we get a trade deal or some optimism around trade, the markets might get a little bit of a bounce. But when that deal is actually signed, I personally don't see just a whole lot of growth to come into economies globally, especially. There is still this issue of low interest rates around the world and struggling growth. And I don't think we can blame that all on these trade wars or trade uncertainty. What do you have to say to that?
I think you're exactly right. And I think that the damage to sentiment is going to be felt for the coming years. Ideally, and I think if we kind of rewind to a couple months ago, I think the market was firmly under the impression that, you know, by right around now, this trade deal was going to be inked. It was going to be done. It was going to be markets were going to have an easy summer, trade deal done, and Trump was going to try to push through infrastructure plans, and eventually that would fall apart because the Democrats wouldn't agree. But there was going to be some good momentum. We're going to see markets attempt to take out those record highs. And the key turning point was this extra additional tariffs, and then just the trade war here, trade war there. Everybody gets trade war. It just really real damaged sentiment, and I think that is ultimately going to provide a big deterrent on a lot of the money that is on the sidelines. You're going to see it still remain parked in treasuries, and the window where I think the president is going to regret is that he probably could have agreed to a trade deal. Maybe it would not have been the ideal trade deal, but he could have seen record highs by the end of the year and economy that would be growing closer to 2.5%. And now the risks for, you know, just holding on to, let's say, 1% growth is going to start to become more realistic. And when you're at 1%, you know, you're a couple bad months away from a recession, or a couple bad quarters away from a recession. But if you get that negative print, that is really going to derail sentiment. So I think that it's going to benefit a lot of the safe havens, as far as the global picture, I do think U.S. equities will have the best opportunity to excel, but it's going to be a messy ride.
Yeah, it already has been a messy ride, and it seems like it's only getting worse, but it feels like every time we say it's only getting worse, then something does come out of left field, and they say that they're closer to a deal. The whole fact of the matter here is that we haven't seen a deal in any of these trade wars yet, and it's gotten worse in many factors, so whatever Trump's trying to do here and however he thinks that a deal might come about, everybody is now looking to that election next year, and it's going to play a big role in who gets elected and where a lot of the votes go. Ed, it's great having you on the show. Everybody click that link below. Go follow along with what Ed is writing over at Oanda. Have a great rest of your week there, Ed.
Thanks, you too.